Yeah!
What's up? How are we doing?
There you go. Bang, dun, dun, dun. Bing, dun, dun, ding.
Is this the air bass? To be clear, the air bass, not the air guitar.
Yeah, see, you know, upright. You see how I'm holding it?
The frets are near his ear. The fake frets are near his ear.
What's up, birthday man?
I'm chilling, man. There is so much going on at this station today, like more so than any that I can remember in near history. So many people are in studio. We've got birthdays galore.
Yep.
The Champagne and Nuts Trophy is here.
Mm-hmm.
Family members, extended family members. And then we haven't even gotten to the best part, which is, of course, your boy's outfit.
Yeah, so
yeah, Greg's looks great.
Oh, Greg's.
I mean, I am currently wearing set up the situation as to what
okay.
we're doing.
All right, let's start from the beginning. So about 3-4 weeks ago, we're on the air together.
Mm-hmm.
And Bergman is talking about wearing a rompim, which
I'm not familiar with.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a rompim. So Bergman's going to wear the rompim to the game tonight.
For a bet.
Right.
Based on the Mason and Ireland show.
And then I don't know why, but for some reason you generously offered to also rock.
He asked me. It was as simple as that.
Oh, is that what it was?
You want to do this. And I said, oh, I'll do that, but I'm not wearing that thing. So I then decided, and I reached out to the listeners. Once again, shout out to Siobhan, who recommended, well, here's where we get our rompims or wherever. You know what I mean? And I found,
wait, so Siobhan has like a collection of rompims?
She found apparently a site, and I guess she has some of her own. And she, no, they're rompers because she's a woman.
Okay.
And it was a pretty good site. A lot of great-looking young men modeling a lot of tremendous pieces of clothing. And I was like, I'll go there. These are obviously members, fellow members of the Handsome Man community.
Were they young guys, these guys?
These guys were much younger than I.
Okay. Because, you know, I've given up on trying to join the Handsome Man community.
Fine.
And I've started my own chapter of the Dad Bod community.
I get that. But my point is that this was a whole thing with me and Momo, where I was trying to figure out, Scott, whether or not this was going to actually work. The thing came yesterday. I had to order two sizes because I wasn't sure. The first one was called Navy Rosé. That was the name of the colorway. It was navy with, like, the collars were just this, like, flower pattern pink. It was pretty fly.
Okay.
But they only had it in a small.
Uh-huh. And you ordered this in a small?
I ordered it in a small because I liked the color and I just wasn't sure
what
the cut.
You were like, oh, maybe I could just fit into the small.
Right. I mean, did you think, like, maybe based on the cut, I might actually.
Oh, I fit into it. I just wasn't going to fit into it in public.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
Hold on.
All right, okay.
Now let me get to it.
Yeah.
That thing. I got in and out of that bad boy, all right? Trust me. That's the premium tier package, if you know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
You got to pay to see that.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I'm wearing the medium now, and it's like flower pattern. We'll show this on social later. And I'm like, it's under my clothes now. I feel pretty good. I feel pretty confident in what's going on. So that's where we are.
Right, so you have the rompim on.
Under.
But then you have
a
right. But then you have a t-shirt on.
Yeah, I have a t-shirt on over because I'm wearing a collared shirt.
Right, and you have a collared shirt. So you have three layers going right now.
I'm currently wearing a normal outfit. I just happen to have a rompim on underneath.
Underneath the whole deal.
That's what's going on.
Okay.
Yes.
And so then when the show is over and we're going over to the Laker game, you're planning on taking off the upper parts?
Yes, taking off all of this.
Okay.
And keeping on the one piece that is connected. I mean, obviously there's a layer in between, but connecting to itself. There's belt loops on it and everything. I don't have a belt, though. I don't need a belt.
So as I recall, what happened, though, is you were asked, hey, will you wear the rompim?
Sure.
And you, like, immediately jumped right in. I'm in.
Correct.
And I don't know how, but this is typical. This is kind of the way I get down, right? It's like, okay, I'm in, too. Because I pretty much say stuff that I think's not really going to happen. Right? Like, I feel like, okay, yeah, Clinton, yeah, Bergman, I'll go with you guys to the Laker game in a rompim, and I'm assuming the whole time, this isn't really going to happen.
But wait, why wouldn't it happen?
Just be real. You were scared it would, and so you did not want to commit, and now you're in a spot.
Well, you thought we weren't going to hold you to it?
Well, I just kind of felt like, you know, people would forget. Or I thought, you know, that the Lakers would be so long gone. Like, I didn't know there'd be this little uptick in energy where this would become a really big game. Although, I gotta say, LeBron not playing tonight? Yo.
Takes a little air out of the balloon, sure.
Dude, that's weak. That's just weak sauce right there. Did LeBron not know that we were coming in rompims tonight?
He probably did. That's why I said I'm good tonight.
Oh.
I don't need to see Cap and Yates and Bergman running around looking like idiots when I'm trying to work here.
Right.
Maybe he'll
LeBron
be sitting on the sidelines wearing his own rompum.
That's a good point.
Very possible. And if so, we should go get a picture together.
We should do that.
I think we should, don't you, Linz? I mean, if LeBron's wearing a rompum and me and Clinton come walking in, Handsome Man Community, Chapter President.
Thank you.
100%.
Dad Bod Community.
It's not out of the question. He's worn stuff like that before.
Well, most importantly, though, here is Lindsay is also wearing a romper. So yep. We have the whole squad
right, whole
is ready.
In the house.
Is ready. So this is a big deal. If you want to come hang out with us, what, at 5:30 or so,
yeah.
LA Live, you'll see us.
Yeah.
You'll see us. We'll be the ones riding the elephants. I'm joking, but, you know, it's a whole thing.
So here's the thing. I really did not think this would come to fruition. I really thought, okay, say you're going to wear the rompim. You're not going to buy it because I'm just like that. That requires me to go to a website.
Sure.
And then actually pick something out and then pay for it. And
yes.
Just, you know, get it delivered.
That's called shopping.
Receive it.
Yes.
You know, unpackage it and actually put it on. Like, that's just out of my, I don't have the capacity to do stuff
you
like
also
that.
Thought. I also thought you were going to chicken out at one point, too, because when you called, what were we doing? It was Mo and I. It was a day later.
Yep.
And you said, oh, I thought somebody was going to, it was a week later, thought somebody was going to get it for me.
Right.
Not
right.
Happening.
Right. Well, no, it did happen, actually.
Okay.
So what happened is, and this is really why I came for the game, because
yeah.
I think I would have weaseled my way out of this. I would have chickened out, weaseled out. I would have been called every name in the book, and I would have lived with it. But, Clinton, my daughter came home from college for spring break.
Right.
And she says, Dad, I've never been to a Laker game. And now that you're with 710, don't you think we should go to a Laker game? I said just like this. I go, oh, you know what? How about the 23rd? Because now I'm putting two and two together.
Sure.
Take
you're
my
like,
daughter to the game.
Anyway.
And I'm going to come up here and romp him. So here's what I said to my daughter last night, Clinton.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to wear a romp him to the Laker game, thinking that she's going to say, no, Dad, don't.
Oh, you built in every possible excuse in the book.
And you know what she said to me? Dope.
Great bit. Thank
dope.
You.
Dope.
Thank you.
That is dope. So I'm going to rock this rompim tonight like a 50-year-old middle-aged white guy rocks a rompim.
Greg, that means you have to stand in between me and him every time. So for all the pictures that get taken, I can crop out anybody with your level of low confidence. You need better confidence.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay?
But here's the thing. Clinton.
Yes.
I see your rompim.
Yeah,
I acknowledge its flyness.
I mean, I could take my shorts off to reveal the rompum lowers, but it's a little early for that. You know what I'm saying? So the sun's not even down yet.
Right.
So
right.
Well, let's pump the brakes.
I don't know what rompum I'm going to be rocking.
Ah, are we doing that on the air?
Because Lindsay bought three rompums.
Okay.
Yep.
For me to experiment. Now, are they small, medium, large, like Clinton decided?
No, I got them all the same size because you told me what size to get. So
okay.
I just got them all the
so
same
let's
size.
So let's lay this out then. So we can do a live on-air selection. And if we do this the right way, maybe your fashion coordinator, your daughter, can perhaps give some tips on which one is the best one. Is this a bad idea?
No, this is a great idea.
Okay. I think we should do that.
Plus, Carlo's here, so we can get this
the
all
whole
video.
The gang is here.
We Carlo, might as, can we do this?
We might as well do that.
Okay.
Next. Or soon. Whenever.
Okay. All right.
So let's just line this up for next segment.
Let's line this up for next
hold
segment.
Hold him
okay.
over.
So just to be clear what's happening, Greg Bergman, after being bet $100 that he wouldn't wear some ridiculous romper to a Laker game.
In mythical money, though, right? I mean, that
no,
money,
no.
Is it real hardcore
no,
cash?
$100.
Oh, real money.
Cash money.
Okay,
he
cash.
Got out of his seat to tell me that it's definitely cash money.
Okay.
So that action is happening. Yesterday was my birthday. Today is Mason's birthday. A lot of goings on around the station that is all going to culminate in us looking ridiculous and walking across LA Live to the basketball game that LeBron James is not playing in.
I was thinking about that, though. Will we look ridiculous? Or or will everybody just be like, yo, those guys just sort of fit in. They're just kind of normal, just regular old dudes rocking some rompins.
You know, Ireland had a good point earlier. He said we definitely won't be wearing the craziest outfits there.
No, not even close.
Yeah, no way.
Not even close. But the point is, we're committed to the bit at this point.
Right.
And the
right.
reason I thought of this, and this is a story you might enjoy, and I believe I told you this before on this air, the first time I saw a group rompim effort was when I went to a Vanderbilt University baseball game, randomly. And a bunch of dudes were there, frat bros, clearly. They all had different full seats, full pattern rompims with different emojis on them. And the guy who was clearly the ringleader, who clearly whose idea was, his had the eggplant emoji on it. I was like, okay, guys, this is a great bit. Log that one in my head for the next time. And so when he mentioned the rompums, that was the first thing I thought about. But I couldn't find the eggplant emoji one.
That would have been good to have.
That would have been a good bit.
Yeah, that would have been
good. I couldn't find that one, though.
See, I didn't realize the word rompim was widely accepted as a male version of a romper. And now I know. But isn't there, like, what's the name of a male bra? What's that called?
Because there's know.
What?
No,
I don't think that's a thing.
No,
where
a thing.
Are we going here?
No, no, there's a thing, right?
Where are we
so,
going?
No, no, the
a
thing,
bro. Yeah, I think it's a bro.
Yeah, so you, so like, man-zier? Ladies wear a bra. Man-zier. Oh, a man's ear.
I don't think that's a thing.
No, I think it's a.
No,
I do.
I don't think so, Jorge.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Should I be wearing a man's ear with my romping?
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. Here we go. No.
Now, this
no.
is where it gets to be too much, you know?
We're trying to stay on target here. We're trying to figure this out. Now, my question is very simple.
Yeah.
What do you have a different shoe selection for your romping situation? Because me, I wear Vans with everything. So it's not out of character for me to have a pair of Vans on with a romper. And they look pretty good. So there's that. What shoes are you going to?
I put on the shoes today that I thought would maybe work best with the rompin, and I'm rocking them right now. I'm wearing them.
Sneakers.
What shoes
yeah,
did you
just
get?
Regular old sneakers.
Yeah, what are they?
Okay.
I don't know. Here, take a look.
That might have been a mistake.
I was just curious if you bought those Air Force Ones yet. I bought some.
These are just regular Nike trainers. You know what I mean? They're not anything like, they're not themed shoes. These are just workout shoes,
right,
for lack of a better term.
Yep.
Okay.
But they're new and they're clean.
Okay. I'm just saying for the color coordination factor, if you care about that, that could end up being important.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, you're still watching Winning Time, right?
Oh,
HBO,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking that maybe what I might do is I might wear my rompin collar out real wide and not button it until down to like my belly button.
Again, your actual family members are here. If you can get away with that in front of the people who call the house you live in home, more power to you.
I mean, because I just keep seeing these Jerry Buss characters.
Dude, it's a good character. It's the best character on the show.
Right, and he's got his shirt wide open, and it's not like he was ripped, you know? Like where you're like showing off what you got.
Well,
just the way you wore it back then.
His bank account was ripped.
Yeah.
So that helped. That helped a lot.
Are you liking that Winning Time?
I like it. I like it for a couple different reasons. I think that we've figured out now that it's sort of enough of a departure from reality that you're watching effectively a cartoon version of a book that just happens to have humans. I wasn't really sure that that's what it was going to be when it started, but now I like it. Here's the last thing I'll say about it quickly is I wish they had released them all at once. That's
same.
The show I wanted to binge because like it's kind of a different vibe and it's like week to week. I'm like, okay, I got to get in the mood for this goofy stuff. But if like I could watch them all at the same time, it's like, all right, I'm in this zone. Let me finish it out. Alas, that's not the case.
What I loved about episode 3 was the way they incorporated the language of the era.
Yeah.
When they could have made it more politically correct for today.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
But
that's
they
true.
Actually used the language that people were using back then.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of people are getting some real tough breaks. I mean, Chick Hearn not looking great. Mm. I mean, Pat Riley. I got to say this, though. What is his name? Adrian Brody?
Is that
his name?
That's the actor.
I like that actor. I think he's cool. Sorry, Pat Riley, better looking man than Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
I'm like,
wait, but he cleans up good.
But Pat Riley was a literal style icon in America.
But I wonder if Gordon he was.
Gordon Gekko's actual character was framed after Pat Riley in Wall Street. Like, that's the dude they based his look on. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this is going to have to be a serious departure if Brody's going to get anywhere close to what the Riley in my mind is.
Because the character looks like Sonny Bono.
Yeah. He looks terrible.
Right.
And just in general, I feel like Pat Riley is just again, fellow member of the handsome man community. You know what I mean? You hate to see somebody misrepresented.
Well, is he now on the champion store, though?
Ireland said that that's what he looked like back then.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, with the long hair and the crazy mustache?
Yes. He said that they actually had to convince Adrian Brody that that's what Pat Riley used to look like.
This is my point. But I think what I'm saying, too, is just that at peak Pat Riley, handsome man score is higher than Adrian Brody.
Sure, but this isn't about that time frame.
I love
this
breakdown, by the way.
I'm a single issue voter when it comes to the Handsome Man community's platforms, and making sure that one is correctly portrayed in all one's glory is an important part of our what we do. No,
well, I wonder if
I'm messing around. It's fun though. I think Adrian Brody's doing a good job.
The third episode was incredible. So all right, listen, we're just getting rolling. Yes, we'll decide on the rompims, and I'll say this. Carlo, we probably can like do a fashion show, put it out for public consumption and voting, and then everybody who's listening can decide which is the worst, most humiliating rompim for me to wear, and I'll wear it.
Fashion, we're using the word fashion very loosely here.
Yeah.
You know, just to be clear.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Also, tonight, LeBron's not playing. So here comes Philadelphia when there's finally like a buzz around town because the Lakers all of a sudden have played kind of better, won a few games on the road. Here comes Philadelphia, and LeBron can't play tonight. Boy, his knee looked fine the other day when he dunked over Kevin Love.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what happens. It's called soreness. You know, it happens.
I know, but come on. He got to know that we're coming.
Are Embiid and are they playing too?
Yeah, Harden's playing. Embiid's playing.
Harden and Embiid are playing.
That's what I understand.
Well, they set out the last game too. So, you know, it happens.
Just, I understand.
Oh, we got a lot going on here. Yep. Everybody's getting set up. We got coat hangers. We got department store bags. This is a whole production.
Oh, it is. All right, stick around, everybody. We're just getting rolling. Clinton Yates is in for Sedano. This is Sedano and Cap. This is 710 ESPN. Yeah, it's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Clinton Yates is in the house.
Yeehaw, what's going on?
As a matter of fact, everybody's in the house right now.
Right. I'm going to take over this segment quickly.
All right,
Scott, here's how this is going to work. For those who don't know what's happening, the Rompim World Tour, and by World Tour, I mean walking across LA Live, is happening. Greg Bergman, Clinton Yates, Lindsay Baseball, Scott Kaplan, we're all wearing or getting ready to wear our rompers. As part of this project and process, Scott has to pick which one he's going to wear. So during this segment, Lindsay is going to bring them in one by one, Scott, and we will get the commentary, hopefully, of Jillian, your daughter who's here, and yourself and Lindsay. And that by the end of this segment, we will have had them so we can post them, and then you guys, the listeners, can pick if you follow us at ESPN Los Angeles on social. Deal?
Wow.
Are you ready for
well
the first
done.
One?
Thank yes,
you.
Sir.
Thank you. All right. Lindsay with the first selection. She's walking through the door now. Jillian is very excited about this. Our first one, here we go. Okay.
Ooh.
Now, this is what I would call somewhat of a safari silk, if you will. There are bamboo trees with a tiger sort of prancing through the woods. Jillian, your thoughts. Scott, your thoughts.
Are there pockets? Because I got to have pockets. I really need pockets. Okay, there are pockets.
I have pockets, too. Are there belt loops?
What is going on? Yeah, is there like some sort of like, is there Velcro that keeps the top and the bottom together?
No, it's sort of an elastic band. Jillian, your thoughts on this? Oh.
I personally thought this was the one that my dad was going to choose, and then I saw the other ones. So
okay, all right,
keep your options open.
Yeah, okay, don't tip the tipping the scales of justice.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. All right, that's number one.
Okay,
that looks like the kind of thing you would wear to like I don't know a Bengals post game Super Bowl party.
That to me is very Joe Burrow-esque.
Yes, it, you know? Literally. There's
it's
a tiger
got
on it.
Got a lot of swag to it.
Yeah, very true. All right, number two. Lindsay, come on in.
Oh! Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, this is a departure that is closer to what Greg will be wearing if you've seen it. More of an abstract look. It starts with, at the top, by the way, Lindsay is like modeling this as if this is The Price is Right, which is a great bit, if you can see. It starts with sort of a color run at the top and what looks like a portrait that sort of drips down to black. I'm not really sure if I'm supposed to recognize that character, but I don't.
See, this to me, Clinton, this is like, if I rock this, this is purely an homage to Bill Walton. I mean, it's not tie-dye necessarily, but it's awfully close
Good
to tie-dye.
Call. Good call.
So, California.
Jillian, your thoughts on that one?
I love it.
Oh, okay.
Really?
We got a big vote there.
You like this one, huh, Jill?
Well, I'm very big. Oh, there
it
goes.
It just fell down.
Right. I'm very big on neon colors, so it's personally...
The only thing I don't like about that one is that it goes from all the nice colors, and then it becomes very plain and boring at the bottom. It becomes very, you know, just it's just black.
I agree. That doesn't read Kaplan as much. All right, number three. Come on in. Oh, this is hilarious.
All right, here she comes. Ooh. Ooh. Very all-American.
All right, so this is what I would call the menacing bald eagle look. Where the bald eagle is not just there looking regal on the tree, it's eyeballing you down like it's about to run over you with a Mack truck. And on one side are the stars, of course, of the American flag. And on the other side are the stripes of the American flag. This is looks like something you would wear if you were planning on voting.
Ha! Da-da-da!
Jillian, what are your thoughts?
They do, but they don't. Ha!
What are your thoughts on the last one? That was a...
I know he's not going to choose that one.
Okay. Why? Why would you say that?
I just know you're not.
All right.
I'm an American.
Dad knows best. Well, she knows her dad best. Okay, so we have our three options. Hopefully we can, for the next segment, we can get... Lindsay is trying to hang things around the studio. And it's about
really
to destroy,
good job, though, Lindsay.
About to destroy the television.
Really nice job.
Thank you for that, Lindsay Baseball. That was good. Jillian, thank you very much for your thoughts. Scott, now, you've seen all of your options.
Yes.
We know what the fan vote might be, but what is your personal choice?
You don't have to
make it now.
Okay.
Let's discuss what you think based on what you're looking at.
Well, again, I do like the colorful patterns, and I do feel like I can take those pictures, tag Bill Walton.
Yeah.
I feel like he'll what, Linz?
Oh, man. You, like, are all in on this Bill Walton thing.
Well, you know, it's my man.
That's your boy?
That's
it
my
looks
boy.
Like something he would wear while riding his bike,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes,
that's
right.
That's a good way to put that.
And we have ridden thousands and thousands and thousands of miles together.
I know. He's talked about it for days and days and days, too.
You know what? That is absolutely true.
100%.
That is 100% right on.
I got to say, though, my favorite one was the first one. I kind of wish I'd seen it last.
It does look like something you might wear, Clinton.
Well,
not going to lie.
It's just the best looking one. You know what I'm saying? Like, if one has to be in a romper, which you obviously do because wacky radio bits are life, that's the one I would wear.
That one's like the classy one. And I said to the guys, like, I feel like it's something I could see, like, Mike Tyson, for example.
Totally.
Wearing that. Don't you think?
Yeah. You know, the thing is.
Anybody loosely affiliated with a tiger
somebody that's Joe Burrow, likes Mike tigers. Tyson. I could see him looking at it being like, wow, there's a tiger on it. I like that.
You know, I didn't choose this romper life. This romper life chose me.
You told me to pick three. You told me to pick some out. You gave me some ideas of some of the ones that you liked, so I just kind of took what ideas you gave me and ran with them. And I tried to give some variety.
This is a good job. And also of note, your shoes match the tiger one.
Right.
Because it's black and white.
So look, here's what I'd like to say. If I will go with whatever the 710 listeners decide.
No, because they're going to try to embarrass you. Use that as a portion of the vote.
What about Jillian? She should pick.
I think so,
Jillian
too.
Likes the... This is my 19-year-old daughter. She's a sophomore at Boise State.
Yeah.
And she's here visiting. And this kid just wanted to go to a Laker game. Little did she know that she's going with her middle-aged dad.
That's ridiculous nonsense.
Who's freaking wearing a romper, okay? Any of the three, by the way, are completely outrageous, you know?
This is going to be a great story to tell the team.
Poor kid.
And they're not going to care.
Wait till the rest of your kids see the pictures and they're like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
I vote for what I'll just call Safari Silk.
Okay. Safari
Jillian
Silk.
Jillian just gave me a thumbs up, FYI.
Jill, yes? What are you voting for? Which one? You voting for Bill Walton or Safari Silk? All right, here she comes. She's stepping to the mic.
I'm going to go with the Safari Silk.
Let's go!
LFG.
I would
also have to echo that sentiment.
I think we've established what will look the best. What you choose to do is now on you.
Jorge, what do you think?
I'm with the crowd, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
What about Bergman? Oh, see, Bergman, though, he's got the vomiting, you know, shark.
Vomiting rainbow.
Right, he's got the kitty cat that's playing with catnip in the middle of a constellation.
Tacos.
You know, and the hard-shell tacos. So, Greg Bergman, what is your thought here? On which of the three, we've got a majority thus far going with Safari Silk.
Look, everybody else is going to be looking normal. I think that Safari Silk is very normal looking as well.
Yeah, Greg's trying to make you look worse than him.
Exactly.
Yes, this
I want you to wear
exactly
the Living in America one and just be wild and crazy with me.
Well, to that point, there is something to be said for if you're wearing one of the other two, people will probably realize it's a joke,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to the one that looks pretty good. People think, oh, that guy's just out and about, moving
that
about.
That is true.
Moving about the cabin freely.
You
which
could
is
be
fine.
A trendsetter.
I'm fine with that. I'm wearing one that looks like something I would probably normally wear, if we're being honest. A lot of listeners told me that. I'm like, oh, yeah, we could see you in that at brunch on Abikitty any day of the week.
Clinton, when you sent me the picture of which one you were going to wear, I thought it was you modeling in the catalog wearing it. Like, it's totally something you'd wear.
It was not me, but that's what I'm saying. So you've got to decide in your mind, Kaplan, do you want to go full goofy gag, or do you just kind of want to look good in conjunction with the bit? That's a question you have to ask yourself.
Yeah, and I'm putting some deep thought into this at this exact moment right now because I'm not going to make a flippant decision because it was my big mouth – that spoke before my brain could think that got me into this mess in the first place. So I'm really going to think, because I think you, Clinton, you've made a compelling case here.
Yeah.
That on one hand, if you wear the safari silk, you fit in and people look at you and they go, you know what? That guy's got courage to rock that thing.
A little courage, a little stop.
You know? But if I wear the American flag with the eagle that looks like he's going to run you over in a Mack truck, as you described it, well, then I look like I'm like in a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And if I wear the colorful one, my biggest problem is that the colors don't drip all the way down the shorts, that they get black.
Yeah.
You know, it just gets boring.
You want to know why I picked that one, Cap?
Tell me.
Because of the drip.
Oh, really? The look drip. At what she's doing
As
there.
You would say, the drips.
Right. That's right. The drips. The really cool, new, dope drips that I'm going to be getting. That's right.
Anyway, we need to figure this out. My vote is in.
Okay. Vote is in. So far, Safari.
Safari
is 1, 2, 3, 4. American Eagle, which is look dumb, is, and by the way, I'm not anti-American, just so everybody knows. I'm very pro-America. So even though I'm not wearing this one, because I've eliminated it. So it's come down to now Safari Silk or Bill Walton. That's what it's come down to.
Okay. All right. We can determine this as the show goes on.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Lindsay Baseball.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help you be fashionable at the Lakers game.
I know. I just,
this is going to be great.
Are you pleased with the choices I made?
I'm very pleased. I'm disappointed though. If I have to be honest here, I'm disappointed in LeBron.
Here we go.
I mean, come on, LeBron. I mean,
what?
Teams put together a couple of nice games.
I wonder why. Oh wait, LeBron James. Ta-da!
But come on, you're playing Philadelphia tonight. I mean, if you want the fan base to really buy in, come on, we're back. We're doing something here. Are they back, Clinton?
No.
Oh, they're not.
Back. Just because you're here doesn't mean the fans are.
Oh, okay. All right, stick around. We got a lot we want to get to from, LeBron isn't playing, but the Lakers are hosting Philadelphia. And I'd love to get your thought here today on what happened in the AFC West in Tyreek Hill. Because, man, this was a monster move today in the NFL. We'll get there. Stick around and jump on all the social platforms so you can decide which romper to wear. This is Dono and Cap on 710 ESPN. Yeah.
Cap, who is this?
Turn it up. Let me hear it.
Oh, like if that's going to help.
No, it will. I need more volume.
This is our Lord and Savior, Belcalis. Better known as Cardi B.
That's right.
That's what I was going to say.
So we have an update. We have a quick update here, by the way, on the Rompim 2022 extravaganza. Young radio listeners out there, I'm going to make up a different name for this bit every single time, and that's the funny part. Anyway, Amanda has chimed in, our fearless leader, and she says, my vote should matter the most for Caps. I'm the boss. And when I sent her pictures, she said, both are hideous. I vote the American one because it's loud and obnoxious. So that's the vote. We all vote the Safari Silk here. Also, it's just more fun to say Safari Silk, but we'll get that out of the way. We'll have the official choice later in the show. Football is your favorite thing, Scott.
Well, I am seeing what everybody's saying on Twitter, and I got to say, guys, I don't know what's up with my hair today. I've got like a Cosmo Kramer thing going on that I wasn't even aware of, and I want to blame the angle of the picture, but I'm looking at it on Twitter, and it looks kind of real.
Yeah, we can work on that. You and your stylist can work on that before we get out of here.
Going to need to. So, hey, let me ask everybody a question. Were you not shocked today to see that Tyreek Hill was traded to the Miami Dolphins?
I was more than shocked. I was almost angered. Like, I'm not, everybody knows this, I'm not a huge football guy in terms of, like, I get pumped on Sundays to watch with my friends, but I don't normally get into the TikTok of all this off-season stuff. But, like, when good teams do stupid stuff, I get really irrationally upset. And for me, there are things that teams do that's like this groupthink kind of stuff in football that even though particularly it can kind of never works, teams continue to do it. One of them is giving your quarterback too much money so that other guys don't hang around.
Yes.
I don't understand. And I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying that, like, if you're putting yourself in a position where you have to remove one of the fundamental parts of how your offense works in order to keep one player, you've done it wrong.
See, that was my thought, too. It's like, well, people were saying all day, like, why would he leave and go to Miami? And I'm thinking to myself, well, hold on. He's won a championship already.
Sure. One.
He's established himself as one of the most exciting players in the league right now, and he wants to get paid. And if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you're saying, look, we got Juju Smith-Schuster because we think he can help our offense because we may not be able to pay everybody. So when Tyreek Hill says, I want to get paid, and they say, well, sorry, we're not going to pay you. He says, well, then I want to get out of here so I can go get paid. You go chase the money.
Sure, but did you really think that Tyreek Hill was going to hold out? He had one more. This is what I don't understand. He had one more year. They could have easily just said, sure, you want to get paid? Wait till next year. You're going to play for us. Heck, we might win the Super Bowl because, hello, you're Tyreek Hill. When Patrick Mahomes doesn't know what to do, he bombs it down the field to that guy.
Yeah.
It's a large actual part of how they run their schemes in terms of their ability to, you know, escapability and their ability to keep drives alive. You can't just replace Tyreek Hill. That's not a thing. You're not better without him. At some point, you have to say to yourself as a franchise, should we just risk the possibility of losing him for nothing and just play with him? Or should we try to make some preemptive deal to make sure that it doesn't happen? I would have done the first one. I don't get it.
But you asked an interesting question, which was, would he have sat out?
I don't think so.
Would he sit out next season? I feel like I went into the past tense, but I was going into the future tense. Would he sit out next season? But here's what's going on. I mean, right? Without being on the inside, knowing all the details, he's going to them and his agent is going to them and saying, look, Tyreek's got 1 year left on his deal. We'd like to renegotiate right now. Has he not done enough to be part of the future of the Chiefs organization? And the Chiefs go, well, yeah, we love Tyreek. They say, well, okay, great. Here's what Tyreek Hill should be making based on his production. And they go, wait a second, 4 years, $120 million? We're not going to do that deal. So then it's like, guys, what is my leverage here? My leverage is I will sit out.
Okay, but that's fine. If he wants to sit out, then from the PR standpoint as the team, you've done the right thing. It's not like he's getting paid jump change, and I'm not here to count people's pockets. I'm talking about the competitive balance here for me. This is a massive error by the Chiefs. I really think so. You've got to find a way to figure this out. Now, the Davante Adams deal is obviously related. That deal doesn't happen. I don't think that this dude is asking for more money. They happen to have the same agent. Again, this is what franchises are supposed to do well, not just be blindsided every time somebody comes up and says, here's the money we want. I think if you're a Chiefs fan right now, you've got to be upset with how the front office has handled this.
Yesterday, before this trade went down, the Chiefs' 5 offensive skill guys.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Travis Kelce. Those are the 5 guys for the Chiefs.
Travis
yesterday.
Kelce, who, reminder, is the exact same age as Rob Gronkowski.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
On the other side, for the Raiders, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, Hunter Renfrow, and Darren Waller. Today, with Tyreek Hill out,
The Chiefs are significantly less scary. Significantly. And not just in terms of their upside, in terms of what they actually do. Who's going to replace Tyreek Hill? It's not going to be Juju Smith-Schuster. That ain't real. I don't get how this happens. I mean, I imagine Pat Mahomes is pretty upset.
Well, let's see. The Chiefs get this year's first-round draft choice from the Dolphins, number 29. So,
okay,
nothing major there. They get the second-round pick this year, 50th overall pick. They get this year's fourth-round pick from the Dolphins. And next year, the Chiefs get a fourth and a sixth-round pick. So you got 5 picks for Tyreek Hill, who is in the last year of his contract, unhappy, and is now on his way to Miami, where, let me ask you a question. Do you think Davante Adams is going to make Derek Carr a better quarterback?
100%.
Do you think Tyreek Hill is going to make Tua a better quarterback?
Not necessarily, because I think their skill sets match up differently. That's my point. I don't even know how smart this is for Tyreek. You're getting more money, but I don't necessarily think. The whole point about Tua is that he can't get the ball down the field. You know what I'm saying? And if the one guy who burns down the field all the time for long bombs from the other guy who throws it farther than anybody else in the league is not the quarterback, I mean, there's no guarantee that this is going to make anything better. Not to me. I don't know.
I mean, I'm trying to put myself in his position. I got a ring. I got a lot of fame. I got a lot of respect in the game. Now I get to go from Kansas City down to Miami.
Who've been losers for 2 decades.
Right, but with me on the team, oh, it changes everything.
I don't think so, man. I think this is an agent-driven deal. That's another discussion. And he takes this money when he gets the chance. But I don't understand how you walk away from Pat Mahomes. I just don't, if you're a player in this league. You know what I mean? I mean, especially because it'd be one thing if they'd won 2 rings or 3. They won 1, and they've been the 4. It's not like the top side of the Chiefs is scaring anybody anymore anyway, even with Tyreek Hill. Yeah, they're considered the top offense because of their explosive capabilities, but it's not like it's produced 4 or 5 Lombardi trophies. It's produced 1.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's the other thing. I feel like there's a bit of a misunderstanding of like what it actually takes to win a Super Bowl. You don't just theoretically throw people together. When you've got a combination that's proven they can do it, you ride that, as far as I'm concerned, in the NFL.
This has been, and I look, you said it at the beginning. Football's not your number one sport.
Sure.
Okay? It is for me. So I love this stuff.
My buddy called me today. He's like, you were so upset about that Tyreek Hill situation because I was on Debatable today. He's like, I love this. He's like, I haven't seen you this mad about the NFL in a long time.
Right.
I was like, I know.
I love this
stupid
stuff.
People, smart people doing stupid things annoys me.
I love this stuff. I love the fact that the NFL, with everything that's gone on here, Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Khalil Mack, Devontae Adams, Matt Ryan, I mean, all these people moving teams and like the offseason for the NFL is leading SportsCenter over like the NBA season coming to an end,
yep,
the NCAA tournament. I mean, it's literally like leading.
To be fair, this has been, by admission of many people who cover the NFL, top one craziest offseason ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like it's a bit of an outlier, but if you're a big football fan, it's definitely very cool.
Yep, I'm loving it. All right, stick around. Lots more that we want to get to today. We're going to the game tonight, and we're all putting on these rompers. And
correction, mine is already on.
That's true. That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's true. And
it's
you
toss up when I go to the bathroom during this break.
We're looking for votes too. If you're on Twitter at ESPN Los Angeles, let us know which of the three you think this guy right here should wear tonight. Let me know. Clinton Yates is in for Sedano at Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Yeah.
Your rap go-to voice needs some work. Just letting you know.
I just want you to know I learned this from Kanye.
That's exactly my point. Moving right along.
Okay.
Listen, I'm just letting you know.
I'm not a Kanye fan. I just thought that would lend some cred to what I was doing.
You made my point exactly. just so we're clear on that. Quick update. The bathroom run went well. In the rompim, these things are well designed. Obviously, this person realized that this is not a full go. I didn't have to disrobe in order to get in and out of there. So that was a very big plus. Just want everybody to know that. That's an important factor in terms of what I consume tonight. Because if that was too much of a problem,
right,
that changes the way the rest of the game plan goes for the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm seeing that on the ESPN Los Angeles Twitter.
Yes.
Right now, the 710 listeners prefer the America rompim versus Safari Silk.
I told you this, that the people want you to embarrass yourself.
I know.
This is why they're voting in the most ridiculous fashion possible.
Right. And I like Safari Silk.
I do too. And you can say Safari Silk, a name I just freestyled off the top of my dome because I'm that witty.
Yeah. It's a great name, and it describes like the classiness
yes.
of it too.
It's like a vibe, more so than just the name of, you know, more so than a colorway.
Yeah.
Right. This is what I'm thinking of.
It gives you the eye of the tiger, doesn't it?
It's giving eye of the tiger, as the kids say. Right.
What if Mike Tyson is at the game? You know, he goes to Lakers games.
Say, I walk up to him. I go, yo, champ. What's going on, man? I'm Canelo's friend. How you doing, man?
Oh, stop.
No, seriously. I got to introduce myself, break the ice a little bit. Like, yo, what's up, champ? I'm Canelo's boy. You know?
I feel like when you wear that, it kind of gives you like a confidence that you may not have if you weren't wearing it.
I'm going in character tonight. You know what I mean?
Oh, in character.
I may even wear sunglasses the entire game.
So you don't want to be. The bottom line is you're still a little chicken about this bit. Everything you can do to cover up
the fact that Scott Kaplan is walking around Los Angeles in a romper, you're going to take. I'll give you that. You're here. You've selected this stuff. You've been a very good sport about this, more so than I even expected.
Yeah, you went from hold on. You went from Eye of the Tiger to this.
Really? Really? I went from Survivor to Tom Jones?
Exactly. That was great.
If I see Mike Tyson tonight at the game, I'm going to walk up to him in my romper. I'm going to say, look at me, man. Look at me. Look at my eye, man. Look at me.
You open the door for this. I'm not. Listen, all listeners out there, if Scott sees Mike Tyson and does that, I am not responsible for anything that happens after that.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to see Mike Tyson. He's going to see me. He's going to look at me in this romper like, who is this guy? And then I'm going to open my arms like this, Clinton.
Yes, for an embrace.
I'm going to be like, champ! Champ, what's up?
Tell him
what's
you bought up? His gummies.
What's up?
Those weird ear gummies.
Yeah, the ears with the bite.
Yeah.
And I can do it. And I believe other people believe they can do it too.
Right. Right.
Confidence.
I'm going to walk up to him and be like, champ, what's up? Come bring it in. Give me some love, dog. And then he's going to give me some hugs. And then he's going to compliment my romping. Then we're going to take a picture.
Okay.
For the gram.
So let's we're going to take pictures for the gram. Let's map out what we're going to do here as well. So at 5:30, I guess Mason and Greg are maybe going to go eat dinner. Are we going to gather elsewhere?
We're all going to go to the Yard House.
We're all going to go to the Yard House.
The Yard House, it has been decided.
That's fine. I like that.
Wait, you guys already went there, right?
No. I like this kind of executive decision. You called a good play. Or Greg, we can ask him. What's he talking about? He's walking into the room. Anyway, we got to figure
out. Greg has a reservation, so we're good.
Okay, so we're going. Okay, we'll be there, and then we're going to sort of gather and walk over. When we go to the game, though, there's a ticketing situation. I don't really know what's happening.
Well, we're all going to be in the suite, so I guess
okay.
We can kind of like
all right.
Discuss that amongst ourselves, how
okay.
We're going to, you know.
Very well. I just want to make sure, because these things start to get loose. People get on rogue missions. They found out they're a little bit more popular than they thought in the streets and maybe start taking too many pictures. Scott, I'm looking directly at you because you're a very popular guy.
Oh, yeah?
I just want to make sure that the gameplay, you know, this is what we do around here. We work in multiples. We're got a lot of good stuff out of our 11 set. Scott's a guy that we like from a personnel standpoint. He gives us a lot. I'm really glad to be able to work with all these people. I'm Sean McVay.
You're damn right I am.
Anyway,
damn right.
Well played. So I'm just making sure that the game plan is set. It's
so
now set.
So we're going to the Yard House, huh?
People are replying.
Is that okay?
Yes.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I just have
Should
one...
I have withheld that information?
No. I do have one question.
Did your bodyguard show up?
Let me tell you what happened to me earlier today.
Uh-oh.
So I got here to LA Live at about, I don't know, 2:30-ish?
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, let's go grab a little bite to freaking eat over here, you know?
Okay.
So we go to the Yard House, and it's 2:45.
So you're already too late for a sit-down.
Well, and the very, very nice server says to me, she said, sir, welcome in. Nice to have you. Would you like to order now? Or could I just tell you that in 15 minutes, it turns into happy hour, and everything becomes half price. And she said, I think you should wait. That's what she told me. So at 2:59, she was at my table. I put in an order. She said, it comes out real quickly.
Forrest Gump.
3:20 p.m. The food's still not out.
Okay, but that's a normal time for Yard House.
Then they brought it. We had like these like ahi taco deals or something. No. Like what were they? I don't remember what they were.
The nachos.
Ahi nachos, yeah.
Sure.
Delish.
How do I know that?
Yeah.
Really good. Some kind of like barbecued chicken pizza. Very nice. And my personal favorite, I must tell you, were the lettuce cups, the chicken lettuce cups.
Not bad.
Very nice.
Right. But you were in a time crunch, and this was your issue. A
little time crunch.
That's why you don't do it like that. This is why we call the plays, Lindsay, literally, so that we don't find ourselves in absurd time crunches and we can't enjoy what we want to enjoy.
I mean,
was literally the point of doing that.
You know me being like the control freak I am about the timing and all that stuff. Like,
nah.
We got it under control.
Yeah. Okay. I trust Lindsay Baseball. Lindsay's the kind of coordinator that we like, stays on schedule, down and distance is a real forte of hers. I'm Sean McVay. I'm running out of breath.
Very grateful for Lindsay Baseball.
Yes, big time.
All right. Hey, listen, Lindsay's got what you need to know right around the corner. And Clinton, since you gave me the first bite at the apple here this afternoon, you said, all right, football guy, you want to talk some football? I'm coming back at you.
Okay.
Okay, baseball guy.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk about some of the things that are happening in spring training and these Major League Baseball rule changes.
Yeah.
I love that Ohtani is already having rules written for him.
I know, it's changing baseball already. The guy's been in the league for 2 years.
Wow. I love it, man.
Oh, it's great.
All right.
It's great.
Stick around. All right, we'll make the decision, the final decision on the romp him. Not to mention, Lindsay, baseball's got a game of Radio Tinder right around the corner.
Oh, right.
So everybody just hang out. And if you're coming down tonight to LA Live, if you're coming down for the Laker game, listen, that's where we're going to be. We're going to be where we're at. And we just told you where we were going to be. All right? Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap. CY's in for Sedano. This is 710 ESPN.
CY.
What You Need to Know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lindsay Baseball is going to have What You Need to Know this afternoon. Clinton Yates is in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap on 710.
What up?
And we're going to be rocking it out tonight. Starting at the Yard House at 5:30.
Romping it out.
Right.
The Rompapalooza 2022.
We're going to be celebrating Clinton Yates' birthday yesterday.
Thank you.
And Steve Mason's birthday today.
Yep.
5:30 p.m. at the Yard House in L.A. Live.
So, I mean, if thousands of people show up, well, then we're just going to have to figure it out. But I doubt that'll happen.
Hopefully we have our security guards with us, right?
Right. Jorge's coming.
The bouncers.
So.
Yeah.
That's all that
I'm parking
means.
The cars, man. Yeah. that's where I belong, dude. Valet. I got the suit.
That's
suit
terrible.
Ready to roll.
That's terrible. What you got,
Key cards only.
All right, so what you need to know is Gwen Stefani is going to kick off the Hollywood Bowl's 2022 summer lineup, which marks the venue's 100th season.
Huh.
There's also going to be a free concert on June 11th at the Bowl, which will be interspersed with historical footage and various speakers, poets, and DJs. Registration to apply for the free concert begins on May 10th, and you can go to HollywoodBowl.com for more info.
What was the date of that Gwen Stefani show?
Let me check a bit here.
I asked you as if you work at the Hollywood Bowl.
I like this.
June 3rd.
Okay, so it's closer than not. Gwen Stefani, Orange County native. You know what I'm saying? This is a strong comeback. I imagine, too, that at this point of Gwen's career, like, a Gwen show alone is pretty awesome. You know what I mean? She's had enough hits between No Doubt, between herself, between fun stuff she's done with other groups and stuff. That's a show I'd go to, for sure.
You know, one of my favorite tribute bands. You know what a tribute band is?
Certainly. They play reviews, not covers, right?
Thank you.
Look at your boy.
Yeah, thank you. These guys all argue with me that a tribute band is a cover. I'm like, no, you don't get it.
Don't get me wrong. Right. I think it's completely ridiculous that there is a distinction, but I understand that there is a distinction. That's what I'm saying.
So you got No Doubt is Gwen Stefani, but one of my favorite tribute bands is No Duh. Pretty clever, huh?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, super clever.
Right there with my Red Knot Chili Peppers.
Red Knot Chili Peppers is funny.
Right?
That's funny.
And my Foo's Fighters.
The Foo's Fighters, they're, you know. Are any of the bands, like, good? Are they very good?
They're awesome.
Oh, okay.
Is that a cello band? The Foo's Fighters?
Right, you got it, Foo. You got it.
What's up, Foo?
What up, Foo?
This is so stupid. I would go to a Gwen Stefani tribute show, though. She's got, I mean, remember, she's got, like, she was also very good at crossing over into the hip-hop range. You know what I'm saying? Where she would just
she's amazing.
She would just go on the hook. You know what I mean? And other people would rap. She was smart for that. That song with Eve she's got is pretty tight. She's got a couple others. I like Gwen.
I can remember seeing her at halftime of the Super Bowl. The Raiders were playing the Buccaneers. This is 2002-ish.
Keyshawn territory.
Yeah, this is right.
Yep.
Right, 2002, San Diego. And she did the halftime show. And, you know, a West Coast Super Bowl halftime show at an outdoor venue is like, I don't know, 5:30, 4:30, 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yep.
And there she was rocking it out 20 years ago.
Mm, yeah. She's still, you know, she's still on. She still hosts, right?
Yeah, I think America.
The View or one of those shows.
Wait, The View.
Well, not The View. The
one where they turn the voice.
Oh, The Voice.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Right. I'm sorry, bro. I wasn't
well, no, I mean, I just was like, wow, she's on The View now. I didn't know she was on The View. is Joy Behar still on The View? Is Whoopi still around?
Yeah, that would be a demographic change for The View for sure.
New host. We've got Gwen Stefani.
thank you for that, Lindsay. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm excited. I mean, like, I'm going to try to go to that show.
So before we get to this baseball stuff, I've noticed we have what I like to call a potential break point in our plan. Mm-hmm. This is a weakness in our offense right now.
Okay.
So we're all meeting where we're meeting at the time we're meeting. We don't need to discuss that. But we're all expected to show up in costume.
What do you mean
I'm
costume?
Concerned, not costume, but in our rompers.
Oh, because I thought that was my gear.
It is your gear. But I'm concerned that between the part where we leave this station and we all get to the location, something's going to go awry and somebody's going to have an excuse as to why they couldn't do something. I'm very concerned about that space, the space between in between these two things. So that was for you. So don't chicken out on me with some cockamamie excuse.
I'm confused
between,
like, about what you're implying here.
That, I don't know, Scott's going to have a medical emergency that means he can't put on his romper and all of a sudden that the bit's done.
Someone's taking shots, basically.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I just don't want somebody to not – we're showing up in rompers – to Yard House, not after Yard House.
No, to Yard House.
Not before, not during Yard House. No. Not after Yard House, before the game. To Yard House in rompers.
Right.
Lindsay Baseball, do you copy?
Are you talking about me? Because I'm
fine. Talking about everybody.
Yeah, yeah, we're good.
Okay,
we're
other than yourself, because you have your romper on.
As the only one very insecure about this.
No,
you know?
I have mine on. That's my only point.
Oh, you're afraid that not all of us
are
going to back out.
I'm not afraid of anything. Mm-hmm. I look great. I'm concerned that y'all are going to find a reason to mess this up and blame it on the time schedule. That's
remember, Greg's got $100 on the line here. So
that's true. Greg, I have a full faith in.
So, wait, that is a good point, though. Linz, are you also committed to your romper, and are you already decided upon which romper you're wearing?
Yeah, I mean,
she claims they're in the office.
It is. It's hanging up right in there. Go look at it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I wasn't going to wear it here.
I didn't think you were.
You know, I had to put some Oil of Olay lotion on my legs today.
Oil of Olay? Really? Yep. Why are you using Oil of Olay on your legs?
That's a lotion. I don't know.
That's a face lotion.
Hey, it's a good thing that they make body lotion, too. It's a good thing you moisturize.
I actually think Clinton's right. I think it was face lotion that I put on my legs.
Whatever works,
see?
You know?
Well, it doesn't matter.
I mean, he has Oil of Olay body moisturizer just laying around.
No, I got Jergens. A Aveeno, you know, I got brands.
Why do you have Aveeno?
I don't know.
Aveeno's good lotion.
Oh, seems like it's a good lotion.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, stop.
Oh. Okay.
Well, you know, that is my girl, and she does endorse Aveeno. You're right. I thought you were thinking of something else.
Okay. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm looking at the Dodgers play the Guardians. Ask me about baseball.
All right, let me talk to you about baseball. I'm ready to talk a little baseball with you, sir.
Baseball. There he is. Baseball.
So the rule changes for
this
year.
Proposed rule changes.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in the minors. Go ahead. Let's list them.
Well, are you for?
No. Tell the listeners what they are.
Automatic runner on second in extras.
Auto runner. Okay.
Auto runner. You in?
Go on. List them all and I'll go back down.
Pitcher can remain DH after being pulled from the mound.
Okay.
Those are the two.
Those are the Ohtani rule.
Yeah, those are the two that I have.
Those are the two that you have. So there's another rule that's about balls and strikes being able to be challenged. This is in the minors. Being able to be challenged in real time.
By who?
The manager. With replay. This is a thing that they're going to test out. I hate that. I'll start there.
Why do you hate it?
Because if the idea of what we're trying to do is gain accuracy, I think that there's a misguided small group of people who rule the roost on what actual baseball fans care about. The average baseball fan is not losing their mind over a bad strike call here and there. They're just not. Not to the point that you need to insert replays into the game for balls and strikes. Out calls at bases, fair or foul, okay. At the plate, it's just not that serious, I think, in terms of what the solution is. If you want better calls, get better umpires. Don't get cameras. That doesn't make sense.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Isn't baseball trying to make the game move a little quicker?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that seems like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Hey, hold on. Hold on. I'm throwing my red flag. Yeah. I think that was a ball.
Again, I'm with you on that. Now, getting to the pitcher can hit rule. We like this for one reason. Because we love Shohei Ohtani.
That's it.
And if this helps him get into games, do it.
Right.
This is one of the more progressive things I've seen in a long time in baseball.
Right. So, look, they didn't write this rule because they went, you know, here's the thing, guys. We got a ton of guys who can pitch. And, man, these guys can bomb. They can hit just monster bombs. So look, what happens is we pull out a Clayton Kershaw, and then he can't hit. Nobody's having that argument.
No.
This is all about one guy. If Shohei Ohtani is one of the international faces of Major League Baseball, to pull him out of a game because he's pitching and not allow him to stay in the game to hit, it makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense. And there's an argument that also, if this rule sort of trickles down to the lower levels of the game, you keep different athletes in the game in terms of who pitchers are. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of times when you have specialization and so on and so forth, sure, they're not necessarily going to be hitters. But at lower levels, hey, You know what I mean? Like, you can do this kind of reinsertion stuff. So I think that's a good rule. And the first one you mentioned is this. The auto runner. They call it the ghost runner, which makes no sense. There's no ghosting, okay? There's actual human beings on bases. I do not understand why people call it the ghost runner. Anyway, I like that rule.
So do I. Love it.
I really do.
Yeah, makes it exciting.
It makes games more interesting in the extra innings. You can say what you want about how it's not real and it skews the stats, and maybe you can goose your lineup at the bottom so that you get an advantage at the top. So what? It's cooler. It just plain makes things move in a way that I like better. It's not necessarily faster, Scott. It doesn't necessarily take less time, but it's better because it means by default you have to make a decision on the infield or elsewhere in the game. I like those. So two out of three I really like.
Hey, I'll go back to the Ohtani thing for a second.
Sure.
Here's what I think, and tell me what you think. I think that more – we will see eventually other pitchers who are good enough major league hitters.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's going to happen this year or next year, but in 5 years or 10 years. Because, listen, if you go to a high school baseball game, chances are the guy who's the best pitcher on the team probably is also the best hitter on the team and probably plays shortstop.
Yeah, or he's the best player on the team. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what happens is these kids, by the time they're like 16, 17, they become a PO. He's a pitcher only.
Pitcher only, yep.
Took the bat out of his hands. That's all he is now he's just a pitcher. But you're like, Coach, I'm a good shortstop, and why are you taking the bat out of my hands? I'm a good hitter, too. You're a pitcher only now.
It'll be a long way till it scales up to that. I think so. But, for example, right now we're looking at Clayton Kershaw. He's taking a bat every once in a while. You'll see Dave throw a pitcher out there just to sort of throw it off. You don't want to burn somebody. Now you don't have to burn anybody. You know what I mean? It just works. I love this rule. And, frankly, after an offseason full of all sorts of labor drama, I'm glad to see something that's actually kind of cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's not so corroded, the discussion between both sides, that they can't do anything right at all. They figured this one out. This was a good one.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to say this, though, about Ohtani. I hope Ohtani's healthy all year.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope Mike Trout is healthy all year, because I would love to see the Angels actually become relevant. Because, Clinton,
yes,
the Dodgers replace a guy like Corey Seager with a guy like Freddie Freeman. I don't mean position for position, but at least they've... When you lose a guy like Seager, you replace a star with a star.
Sure.
With the Angels,
you got Kurt Suzuki.
Right. You got Ohtani. You got Trout. I mean,
no diss to Kurt Suzuki, but I mean, like, that's the biggest name I can think of that they came up with in the offseason.
All I'm saying is, it would be nice to see the Angels.
And that's not a big name. Yeah.
Like, just become relevant again.
I agree.
Because as much as I'm going old school on you here at the beginning of the segment, talking about Gwen Stefani at the Super Bowl in San Diego in 2002. Wasn't that 2002 also the same year that the Angels won the World Series?
That was a long time ago.
Long-ass time ago.
It was forever ago.
Yeah.
Like, it was a forgettably long amount of time ago. And I don't mean to say that to knock the efforts of anybody there. That was one of the – I mean, that team that they put together was one of the more interesting baseball teams we've seen in a long time that won a World Series. But I agree. The Angels, it's almost as if they're – how do I explain this? They're the OC's team. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not – it's almost like a local team – that's on a national scale. You know what I mean? The buzz around the Halos is just not that. People talk about Ohtani. People might talk about Trout. But nobody knows who anybody else on the team is. And Tony Rendon's on that team, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I want to see Trout healthy.
Take a trip down the I-5.
Ryan?
Uh-oh.
It's been a long time since I've been to
Greg
an Angels
is
game.
Officially going to the bathroom to put on his romper. He just chest popped it, flashing across the window to me. Accountability is something we teach in this program.
Gotcha.
All right. So make sure you get it together, Linz. You too, Scott.
Oh, listen, I'm going to put on my romper before I even leave the studio. Then I'm going to go.
No. You can wait till after you leave the studio.
Oh,
I don't need to see you change your clothes.
Oh, because I would have done it right here.
Okay, yeah.
As Lindsay says, too much information.
Way too much information.
TMI.
Yeah.
All right,
Lindsay Baseball, are you ready to go with a little Radio Tinder?
Yep, ready to go.
Okay, everybody stick around. Radio Tinder is next. Clinton Yates, the president of the local chapter of the Handsome Man Community, is in for Sedano.
Yes, sir.
This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Yep, here she is. Lindsay Baseball, ready to roll.
Let's do it.
Here I am.
Let's do it, because we got to talk about Greg's outfit, too. So
okay.
Let's
get some baseball things out of the way here first.
All right.
While we're on the subject of baseball. So one of the problems in baseball is that the players hoped, you know, they wanted to address the whole thing with the CBA and the disparity in team payrolls. Mm-hmm. What's going on out here? Somebody's playing some music or something? Sorry, I'm being distracted.
Really? By who?
It's just Bergman.
Oh.
But anyway, the players' frustration with this problem has not gone away since they agreed to the new CBA. In fact, some of them have become even more vocal about it. Giants outfielder Jock Peterson tweeted on Tuesday with a list of the top three total payrolls versus the bottom three total payrolls, along with the caption, quote, "Embarrassed for your fan base, be better. If you can't sell your team to somebody that wants to show the fan base and baseball, they're at least trying to compete. Sorry, unacceptable." Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that baseball is ever going to implement a salary floor? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe left and say that I don't think baseball is going to put in a salary floor. But, of course, I want to say that I think they should put in a salary floor.
Yeah.
Did I swipe the right direction or did I swipe the wrong direction?
No, you're good.
Okay. I'll swipe right and I say I think that they will, because I think over time it's going to become evident that it's just not – how do I say this? There's a breaking point to simply squeezing franchises for money out of just what the baseball game is. You know what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to being an actual fan of the game as an owner, I think that there's going to have to be a generational change in that regard for the game to survive. And I don't necessarily know that's going to happen in 15 or 20 years, but it'll probably happen after I'm dead.
So wait, the top three salaries, though, the top three teams, you can probably figure this out off the top of your head. Dodgers, number one, is what I have. Mets, number two, and Yankees, number three.
Yeah.
Followed probably by Philly and San Diego. But mm-hmm. who's the bottom three?
Can you guess?
I guess Tampa Baltimore, Bay? I guess Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Florida.
It's Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Really?
Cleveland, yeah. With Baltimore being the lowest at 30,000. So right.
30 million?
Sorry, 30 million.
Yeah.
With Freddie Freeman's new contract.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually just making $3 million less than the Guardians' entire payroll.
Wow.
Yeah, embarrassing.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
especially
next?
For a fan like me, you know. The worst team ever. Worst owners. Anyway, speaking of baseball, Mavs owner Mark Cuban joined Colin Cowherd this week, and they talked a lot about social media. Specifically, Cuban said that he believes TikTok forever changed how sports media is presented, and he went as far as saying that it could save baseball. He said that baseball actually is the perfect sport to present every at-bat. He said, look at it this way. TikTok uses AI to present the things that you're interested in. So if my son or I, like Luca, and dunks, NBA stuff, and dogs, you're just going to get a steady stream of that. If Major League Baseball did a TikTok version of, let's say, Red Zone for the NBA or Red Zone for MLB, and all I cared about was Ohtani, Texas Rangers, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, every impactful at-bat, you know, bottom of the ninth with runners in scoring position. Do you guys agree with Mark Cuban on this? Swipe left or swipe right, Clinton?
Which one is the agree, swipe right?
Agree is right.
Swipe right. Yeah, but this is Mark Cuban acting like he's smarter than everybody in the room. This
so
is
glad
how
you're
people,
saying that.
This is how people like baseball right now anyway. Like, what is he talking about? What does he think, that people are all going to games and sitting through 3 hours of games and eating hot dogs and drinking beer?
What
no.
about the young people, though?
Again, the young people are, if I'm 40 and I consume the game that way as well, then obviously everybody else is doing it. This is the whole reason why the lockout was so stupid. It's because you didn't have even content enough to put online. Never mind for people to actually show up to the gates. Cuban's got this right, but people have been doing this forever. This is the whole reason why baseball needs to make sure that they're in the stadium and marketing their game, because people are going to come to the game in different ways already. They've been doing it for years.
I'm going to swipe left, but only because I want to say this. I love Mark Cuban. I think Mark Cuban's great. But just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you're always, always, always the smartest guy. Like, seriously, I know a lot of guys, they made a lot of money, and then they're the smartest people on the planet. Mark Cuban is a brilliant guy, okay? But I'm not saying he's wrong, because he might be right, but I don't really use TikTok. Do you use TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok's great. It's a fun platform.
Yeah, I don't use it that much.
Yeah, it's fun.
And so the reason I'm saying he might be right is because maybe he knows TikTok and a whole lot of stuff. And maybe I don't know TikTok, but I feel like, to your point, I'm kind of taking in baseball through social media anyway.
Anyways, right. Like, Cuban is way behind the curve, acting like he's ahead of it. That doesn't even make sense.
Hey, Mark, man, I love you, pal. I do. But just because you made all that money, you're not always the smartest guy.
A lot of haterade coming off that.
No, so, but I love him.
Just saying. What's next? We got any more?
Yeah, I got one more for you all guys. Right. All right. So, you know, especially since Sedano's not here, I feel like it's a good time for me to pick someone else's brain about this.
Oh, good. I hope this is about Deshaun Watson.
Well, It is about the Browns.
We're trying to have fun here. What are we doing?
No, well, it's about the Browns. Because we
why are we talking about the Browns then?
We talked about Deshaun Watson yesterday. We've talked a lot about Baker on the show and that he's just terrible and he stinks, right? So there was a report from The Athletic Monday that said that the Carolina Panthers could be interested in trading for Baker Mayfield. But then somebody refuted that report today, saying that Carolina will likely not be trading for the Browns' former number one overall pick and that there is mutual disinterest in the two sides. So my question is, with basically every free agent quarterback and every quote-unquote available quarterback off the table now, do you think that Baker Mayfield is going to be starting next year? Anywhere. Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe right and say that there's a very good chance that Baker Mayfield is starting.
What?
Wait a second. You realize that the XFL is making a comeback.
Oh, geez.
The USFL is making a comeback.
He's in bit here.
You didn't say starting in an NFL game. You said, will he be starting? And I'm telling you that there's going to be about 20 new football teams between two new leagues that Baker Mayfield's going to need to go play on to get back into the NFL because nobody wants this guy right now.
Okay, I'm going to do this in as obnoxious a manner possible. As I said yesterday on my birthday, winning my 100th ever episode of Around the Horn, I don't believe that Baker Mayfield will play next season because I think, in fact, he's hurt. And that's the main reason why the talks broke down between the Browns. I don't think that people are not going to take him because of the talent. I think he just can't stay on the field, and the injury is a bigger factor.
Well, you know, what Baker Mayfield did...
No, he won't. He will get left without a chair, I think.
What he did to himself last year was he forced a 65% Baker Mayfield on the Browns rather than being a selfless teammate and saying, you know what, 100% of Case Keenum is better than 65% of me.
But how much of that is Baker Mayfield and how much of that is the coaching staff?
I would say that coaches in the NFL have this thing like, he's our starting quarterback. If he says he can play, he's our guy. And I feel like rather than the Browns coaches last year saying to him, hey, dude, you're actually hurting us and you're hurting yourself. Sit down. Let us use our backup. I feel like they thought too much about he's the starter, therefore he plays. He's hurt.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's why he's not going to play next season. Greg, get in here.
All right. Here comes Bergman now.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Lindsay, you're welcome. Was amazing.
Okay. So this is important. We've got 3 minutes to break this down. Greg is in the building, in the romper.
Looking
the
sharp.
The tats are showing. How hard was it to get in and out of this thing?
This was actually pretty easy to get in and out of. It's just I'm finding that there are some issues that these pockets are very small, and I have a wallet, I have keys, I have
a phone. Okay, so you need a side bag.
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to bring a bag in, so somebody may have to kind of like help
I'll have my little purse.
Okay, so Lindsay, I'm going to need your help.
What's going on here, though? Like, I feel like, so you got an undershirt on, right?
Well, yeah, see, I mean, it's
also
thin, and it's see-through, and actually Amanda saw it yesterday and put it into the light, and it was see-through. So,
what's going on? What are you wearing, like shorts or pants or something?
I got shorts underneath it.
Shorts underneath.
Okay.
Shorts,
so you not just straight underwear.
No. I went with shorts.
Let's get more, even more details on what's under the romper.
Such a cap thing to do.
Well, the thing is that it kind of. If you turn around for one second, if you don't mind, turn around for one second. First of all, what happened to the shark throwing up the rainbow?
It's right there. It's throwing. Oh, there he is.
Well, because I looked at the cat up there, I got like captivated by the kitty cat.
Well, it's goes right to the
cat.
I don't know if it's like a pirate cat or a cowboy cat.
Obviously a cavalier cat.
Oh, cavalier cat. That's
Puss in Boots, man.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Puss in Boots.
For sure.
Question though, and this is important because this is what I was battling with this morning, which is what's the movability like? What's the range of motion?
Look, I got some movement here. I can walk around. I think I'll be okay.
Can you just turn around for one second so I can take the whole thing in?
You want to see the big old
360?
Told you, somebody's going to come up with a freak injury. No. Okay, so you look good.
You feel good. It's very pink.
Should I break mine out?
Do it right now.
Are you happy that you went with the extra large?
I'm very happy I went with the extra large. If I went with the large, it would have been a bad situation.
You know, you have less tuchus than I have.
Oh, no, that's not true.
It's true. I have a completely flat tuchus.
Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, my.
Look at this guy.
Sharp looking. Ooh.
Okay, so
now I feel okay walking down the street.
I'm officially in my romper. And let me tell you, the shorts are short.
Let me see.
On this thing.
The shorts are very, very short.
No,
we got full leg going on.
The thigh meat is very out. Okay? For those who don't understand. I told my girlfriend this morning, she was like, I was like, maybe I'll wear leggings under. She was like, no. give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great.
J-Girl
that
shouts to that. So, yeah, I'm feeling very those good. Are, very confident.
Those are really good size shorts, like good length, because they're more like a John Stockton and less like a Fab Five.
Exactly.
You know?
They're sort of, so the I didn't skip leg day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that means I took the stairs.
See, now, the real question is, after we get through all this, and Lindsay, you too, how often will we be into this rompum life at this point?
Well,
afterwards, all of this, we're going to like it.
I'm thinking that what we should start doing is when we have like a station events and we invite listeners to come.
Rompum must.
Everybody should be taking part in the whole deal, you know?
Oh, yeah. You get to take all three of those home or no, just one.
He gets to take them all.
I don't know. I'm
sending them back.
The thing is, we were going to buy one and return two. You know?
All right, so take one back, but you have to wear them to the remotes. We have some coming up.
We should get 7-10.
Rompums. That's a bit far. I like my style personally.
That's a bit far.
I think I'm
okay.
See,
that's something
with
that you could wear normally.
I could wear this.
Clint, all right, we totally got Lakers basketball.
Yes. All right. Thanks, everybody. Right, check it out, the Rompums. Yep. It's your show, Cap.
Hey, look, listen. Hey, LeBron, change your mind, man. Play. We're coming to the game tonight in rompers. Come on, LeBron. All right. Time for the pregame show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We're out of here. Peace.